Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:11 as we continue along here, and we do have our monthly update from the Coffeeville Public Library. Library Director Rachel Kozalka joins us in the studio. Good morning, Rachel. How's it going?
Going very well.
Fantastic. It's good to have you in here. And, of course, library, a very busy place as we continue along into summer, now into July. So how's the summer reading program going?
It's been fun and a little bit crazy. We've been seeing upwards of 230 to 250 people every single day. So yay for that. But yeah, it's been very fun. And our last STEM camp is today. It's our Art in the Ville, and we're painting books to look like bricks, and those are going to go out in our new walk area that's going to have some memorial planters, and it's going to make it really, really cute. And so the kids are really excited that they're painting books to bricks to look like books.
So it's cool. Yeah. You've got that walkway area that you kind of by the children's library. Tell us a little bit about like what the plan is with that.
Yeah. So we've ordered planters that somewhat match the ones that the city had put downtown. They're the same color, but they're slightly different shapes, and so they're it's going to look pretty nice. We also have some seating on order that we're getting from a company. I don't know. They're gonna match the bench that that's currently out there. And then we're also looking into a solar powered charging station, but that's still in the works. So once it's all finished, it's gonna be a nice little walkway at the top of the stairs where the railing extends. We're going to open that up so you can easily you can easily get to it from the top of the stairs or from the sidewalk, either way. So it should, once it's all said and done, it'll be really pretty. And yeah, so the planters were purchased with memorial funds that we received for Roger Gossard, who passed away a few months ago. He was a longtime board member. And then the remainder of all that's, you know, like covering this was we received a $10,000 grant from the Carnegie Foundation. They sent grants to libraries across the country that are Carnegie libraries or were used to be Carnegie libraries. And so, yeah, we were part of that. So that's pretty nice.
That's great. So do you have a date you hope to get that all opened up?
Within the next month or two.
Great.
I'm not going to give a definitive date because, yeah, things are still on order and a couple of things were delayed.
Sure.
So, but I'm sure by fall, everything will be all nice and pretty.
Well, that's good. Well, I know we're getting closer and closer to that summer reading goal. Where are we at right now here with the books?
So yesterday I was doing my end of month reports and all of that, and we are about 80 books shy of 3,000 books read this just over June, which is great. So that means we're halfway there, and we're halfway through summer reading. So we have another 3,000 books that we want to read as a community to meet that 6,000 book goal that I set for the community, which is exciting. I mean, you guys did 3,000 in 1 month. Let's do another 3,000.
So. That is great. Well, it is fantastic, and what a great way to pass some time if you have a little bit of extra time here this summer. So,
And what's nice is if you like audiobooks, you know, go to Libby or to Hoopla, have one playing while you're doing dishes. That's usually what I do. So yeah.
No, that is great. So, I know we have another performance that's on the way as well as kind of part of the summer reading.
Yeah. So every summer we bring between 3 and 4 summer reading performers, depending on funds available for them, because performers can be pretty pricey. This one, so since people really liked the didgeridoo last year, so we thought, oh, let's bring another like culturally musical program. Okay, so this year we're bringing in a guy named Sean Gaskell, and he plays what's called a kora, which is it's a West African harp. It looks like a banjo and a harp kind of merged together. It's kind of funny looking, but you know, so he'll be here on Wednesday, July 15th at 4 p.m. So I encourage, if you know you like music, like learning about different cultures and all that stuff, I would, you know, come out here, and it's for all ages. So you know, bring the family. And then we are bringing back a Bob Ross instructor from, she lives in Western Kansas. Bringing that back because people really enjoyed it. But last year, a lot of people said they really wanted to participate, but $65 was too high of a price point for them. So we're doing a cost sharing method for this time. So if you want to participate, it's $25, and the library is covering the remaining portion of that. And so if you want to do that, you need to sign up before July 25th. The event is on July 25th. It goes from 10 to 1. It's like a 3-hour thing. And at the end of it, you're going to have a nice painting.
Wonderful. That's great. And you've been having some of those movie matinees as well at the library, right?
Yeah. We had some interest of like bringing those back. We haven't done movie matinees since before COVID. And since we had some interest, we thought we'd test it out. And since it has been popular, we are hopeful that will be something that we do either on a bi-monthly or like every month or two times a month. We'll have a movie matinee for people to do. So that's in the works. But yeah, I've been happy to see that people are interested in watching a movie at the library again.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can be our official movie theater right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Our screen isn't as big as a movie theater, but it's close and we have popcorn.
Hey, there you go. That's fantastic.
I just got a new popcorn machine because the old one wasn't working too well.
Hey, very good. So I know you got a couple more at least coming up here this summer, I think.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Good deal. We're talking with Rachel Kozalka from the Coffeeville Public Library. And Rachel, is there any other things that are going on that you'd like to let us know or remind us about here?
Well, so you often ask about our displays. So this year, this month, again, I can't talk this morning. my staff member, Triana, she put together a really cool, it's two-sided. So our display case, we've got celebrating America 250 on one side. On the other side, we have an endangered book display, meaning if they aren't checked out, they're likely to be weeded from the collection in the next coming months. Because if something is sitting on the shelf for 5 to 7 years and it's not being checked out, it's like, well, it's just taking up space, so we need to find it a new home. But so maybe give a book that you haven't seen on the shelves for a while and a second chance, and we'll see about that. So check out our book display. It's pretty cool.
I love that idea. I think it's great. Give them a chance here to be discovered, because you never
yeah,
know.
And I think that's like when something new comes out, you know, you see it on the new shelf and then it gets put into the stacks, and so it can get lost in the stacks because we've got thousands of books you're just waiting to be read. And you know, as much as we want to, I'm sure I'm never going to be able to read all the books that we have in the library.
So. I hear you. It's a lofty goal. Well, I know that, too, you talked a little bit about a business over breakfast. You've talked about it here before, but keep adding to those digital collections as well.
Yeah, so the digital archive is fully live now. If you go to our website, there's a link for research, and you can access the database now. And so we've got almost 200 items on there. Some people are like, 200 items? You've been working on this for 7 months. Like, well, you have to scan the item, you have to upload the item, you have to catalog the item, and then the item is available for people to find, which is very tedious, especially when an item, say like a yearbook, has 100 pages that you have to scan each one. Each page. So it is impressive. So we have about almost 200 items, but there's thousands of pages in those items. But yeah, there's pictures and research stuff. As time goes on, we're going to keep on adding stuff to it. But if you don't find what you're looking for when you're researching stuff, you can always submit a research request and we'll try to find stuff for you.
Hey, fantastic. Well, I know it's a lot of work to put that all together, but neat to start with stuff like the yearbooks, which there's so much information packed in there, and that makes those accessible to people because they're a great source for, you know, maybe some even family history research, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that is really good. Well, anything else as we wrap up here, Rachel?
Just, stay up to date with Facebook. We're constantly, you know, adding events, and we've got our summer calendar with our weekly events that are going on this month, so stay tuned. And we will be closed on Saturday the 4th for the holiday, but other than that, we don't have any other closures this month.
Okay, very good. Well, hope folks can stop by, check out the library. If you haven't been yet this summer, there is still plenty of time to go and get into a good book here.
Yes.
Do some self-prescribed summer reading for all ages. I think it's good. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Rachel, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Rachel Kozalka here from the Coffeyville Public Library, and we'll get to talk with Rachel here again next month as well here on the Mighty 690. Straight ahead, we have this week's extension report from Benton County, Arkansas. We'll also be getting into a news update here. We'll have Farm to Fork, Words of Inspiration, and Open Line right after that.